Okay, so when did you get out of the distributorship business?
We got out in December 31st, 2011. This was shortly after Anheuser-Busch had sold out to the InBev people, and it just wasn't like it used to be, a family-run business. And the InBev people were three families in Belgium and three families in Brazil, and they're bankers.
So it became a cold experience then for everybody. It was just dollars and cents. And the name of your book is Making Friends Was My Business.
Right.
And that's been your philosophy all these years, which has got you to where you are today, as a matter of fact.
Well, looking back, after I got out of the Army and I didn't know what I was going to do, and that first connection that I made when I was in grade school in Chicago, and then the connection with Oklahoma Went Wet with Jack Hansen, and I had all my fraternity brothers in Oklahoma City, including Ed Turner from Bartlesville, and he helped me promote brands. We had the first billboard in Oklahoma City, and Ed Turner graduated from OU and went to work for WKY-TV, and he did the 6 and the 10 o'clock news in Oklahoma City, and he helped us get some exposure of our brands when they were writing the liquor laws and the first billboards and the first truckload of liquor coming into Oklahoma. It was a semi-load of Old Crow. He did real well helping us, kind of get things going. He left Channel 9 to be Bud Wilkinson's press secretary when Bud ran for U.S. Senate, and when they lost the election and Fred Harris beat Bud, they were really depressed. He couldn't figure out what went wrong, that Fred Harris would beat Bud Wilkinson. And Ed ended up going to work for Metro Media back east and helped expand their news department. They had TV stations in New York, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and some on the West Coast. He got a phone call one day from Ted Turner in Atlanta. Ted told him that he was going to start a new cable 24/7 television station, CNN, and he wanted him to come and help him put it together. So Ed went to work for Ted Turner along with three other gentlemen, and that was the beginning of CNN. Mm-hmm. He was executive vice president of CNN for a number of years, and we were actually in Atlanta one time for a Budweiser convention, and Gail and John and I went over to the CNN headquarters and had lunch with us, and he gave us a private tour through the facility. The headquarters was downtown next to the football stadium, and it had been a hotel that went bankrupt, and Ted Turner was going to build a new facility on the edge of Atlanta, and the city made him a deal that if he would take over that hotel, they would let him have it for, I think it was like $20 million. And when we were there, Ed said it was worth $150 million because of its location, and his executive offices were a hotel suite.
And I know you've done various things here, but you've set up a foundation, the Crescent Family Foundation.
When we sold out, we created the Crescent Family Foundation, and we've had it now for about 4 years, and we've been trying to help communities in Northeast Oklahoma, in Oklahoma City, and Southwest Oklahoma, where we made our money selling Budweiser. So we've, up in northeastern Oklahoma, we're supporting like 6 different rural fire departments. We've helped out with 2 or 3 different drug programs that have been put on in schools in Craig County. We bought, furnished some computers for the 3rd and 4th grade at Vanita Grade School.
in Veneta, I know I was there, the dedication of Paws.
We were very much involved in the new animal shelter in Veneta, and we're receiving a lot of dogs, and there's more dogs than there are people to adopt the dogs. And in the last 90 days, we've made connections in Denver, Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Colorado Springs. And we've already transferred 200 dogs from the Veneta facility to those three communities. And just last week, one of them in Denver told us they want us to bring them 40 or 50 dogs every 2 weeks. So we're getting a new van to transfer dogs out there. And the reason is in Colorado and Wyoming, they got very strict spay and neuter laws. And what we're doing is there's such a demand that we're socializing these dogs in Veneta and taking their pictures and everything and on the web. And then the people in Colorado can get on the website and pick out a dog they like. And a few weeks ago, the van went out to Denver, and it got there overnight at 9 o'clock in the morning to the shelter out there. And the people were already in line to pick up their dogs.
Isn't that wonderful? Because a lot of these dogs might have been put down.
That's correct.
If you hadn't, you have obviously, you do not put dogs down there at your facility in Veneta. And so they've been given a new life. And it's interesting in Colorado. You would think there'd be enough dogs in Colorado, but apparently not.
And also, I believe there's animals, dogs be also going up to Wisconsin and Minnesota. But there's a great demand for dogs in some of these other states. So these dogs are finding homes, and we feel that it's going to get better, and we think it's going to expand throughout the whole rural part of Oklahoma. And they had 250 dogs in Bartlesville here last month, and we've been taking dogs also from Bartlesville and bringing them to Veneta and then shipping them out to Colorado.
Do you feel a need that you want to establish another one someplace else, or you don't?
There is a possibility.
The shelter there in Veneta, this became a bigger thing than maybe you could even imagine, adopting dogs to other states.
Well, there were so many dogs coming in, we had to figure out what to do with them.
So then that's when you went out.
So that's when we figured it. Our mission changed from just, you know, rescuing dogs and getting local people to adopt them, when 75% of, this is what's scary, 75% of the dogs we're getting are being surrendered by people. They're not stray dogs. I don't know if they just can't afford to feed them or what. It's pretty sad.